It is 7 p.m. on November 10th, 2021. This is a special meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission that's meeting outside of its regular schedule. This meeting is being conducted via Zoom, and which is allowed under the allowed under the governor's adjustments to the Illinois Public Meetings Act due to COVID-19. So we have some members in the room. It's also being conducted here at Village Hall. Calling the roll.
Here.
Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Schwartz.
Here.
Commissioner Krasinski.
Here.
Commissioner Forehand.
Here.
All present and accounted for, we do have a quorum.
Okay. Approval of minutes of the last meeting from September 9th. Are there any changes or comments?
No.
Hearing none, is there a motion to approve as included within the meeting packet?
So moved.
I second.
Commissioner Reno Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Yeager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yes.
Commissioner Schwartz?
Yes.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Yes.
Commissioner Forehand?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Public comment.
There is nobody present here at Village Hall to comment, and I did not receive any in writing prior to the meeting.
Okay. Discussion regarding the proposed ordinance change. Since our last meeting, John and I have worked with the assistance of the village attorney on a letter explaining the matter to be brought before the commission tonight, one of the matters, which was sent as outlined in the meeting packet to the property owners, to abutters, as well as to various publications, including the village website, e-news, Facebook, Instagram, and Nextdoor on two separate occasions, and the most recent village newsletter. And as John has indicated, we have received no public comment.
That's correct.
Is there any further discussion from members of the commission?
And just for the record, a copy of the letter that was sent to the impacted properties, as well as the list of the impacted properties, is in the meeting packet, and the same or nearly identical version is on the website at vrf.us/HPC ordinance change.
I guess I'm surprised we didn't get any feedback, but maybe that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think so too. I expected a lot more.
I think our reasoning is quite sound in that the original 6-month delay potentially called for in the ordinance is really focused on residential properties. And to the extent that we are dealing here with PRI properties, which in many instances are much larger, would require a much greater period of time to evaluate, to line up potential additional co-users, end users, financings, permits, investigations, that 6 months is almost by definition inadequate to accomplish that type of review that would be required just in the normal course of reviewing that particular circumstance, because what we would have to under the current ordinance, even if we extended as a commission a potential demolition delay up to 6 months from the date of the village's obtaining a completed application for a demo permit, what it would require is it would require someone else to make their interest known, line up potentially other parties, do some investigation, get their financing in order, and in all likelihood, sign a contract with fewer contingencies than maybe in the initial contract that called for a demolition. And the likelihood of that occurring in 6 months is very close to negligible. Hence the reason for the maximum 12 months. If there's no other discussion regarding the proposed ordinance change, when we got to item 5, the question is, what then should we do? Should we then propose this as an ordinance change to be worked on by the village attorney for presentation to the village board? That's something that...
Yeah, that would be the appropriate motion. I mean, essentially, commission would move to approve the recommendation that the village board of trustees approve the proposed ordinance change to extend the maximum length of demolition delay from 6 months to 12 months for significant properties that are zoned in the PRI, public recreational and institutional district. I can read that back if we want a motion in that direction. But essentially what that would do is move this action to the village board of trustees table. And again, like we talked about a couple meetings ago, that would then get on next available village board agenda. That the village administrator and village president will determine what meeting that is, but that'll get on the next available agenda and then be taken up as a business item. At that time, the Historic Preservation Commission, Chair Franek and anybody that have joined him would, make a short presentation. I could help to prepare the memo to the village board of trustees about how we've thought this through, what was done, tonight's meeting, no public comment, things like that. And then it would be for their discussion and consideration. They may have questions or things like that, but it would be for them to consider and decide on at that point. I really do think that's the next step.
If in fact the commission wishes to proceed in that manner, I would make the offer I made in all other prior circumstances, namely any member of the commission is invited to join me in that presentation. It does not take an extended period of time, but sometimes it's nice to have multiple commissioners there in order to answer any questions that the trustee or the village president may have.
Do we make a motion?
If nobody else has any other questions or comments, then the appropriate motion would be. Go ahead.
Sorry, John. The only question I had is I assume the village attorney didn't have any reservations about the change when it was discussed.
No, the village attorney reviewed the letter that is in your packet and was kind of reflected online and just had some small tweaks for us to get to this language, nothing substantive, no.
And there were conversations with the village attorney prior to our last meeting to make certain that there were not any initial concerns even before we raised it before the balance of the commission.
There's nobody protesting the year. It's here.
Well, the more I think about it, I mean, architect or resident drawings are done usually in August. Can be 9 to.
I'm not sure I'm Not sure I heard the last comments.
No problem. Explaining that on a residential job, an architect's time usually is about 6 months. On a commercial job, it's between 9 and 12 months. On a large commercial job, to get all the drawings completed, and it's only a year wait, and someone knows we disappear after a year. Not much of a penalty, but it's certainly better than nothing, I think. A year will probably get passed easier than anything more than that, is my guess.
I think it'll be easier to get a year. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the things that a year will do is that if someone is interested, they may have already considered something, so that if something was going to come up on the horizon. But the issue really becomes one of lining up people with enough interest and then moving to getting some kind of financing commitment for it. That's really, I would think, the most difficult aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the other things, such as the plans, testing, fairly typical contingencies. So that most sellers, I think, certainly with the testing, would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think anybody that's going to commit is not going to have a contract. They basically, you're not going to. They sign a purchase agreement. It's going to have an option clause dealing with various kinds of testing, various kinds of consideration, and also permits and approvals as well.
Mm-hmm. Enough said. Yep.
I would note that it seems that one member of the public just joined, so I just wanted to update them that we are on item 5 of the agenda, consideration and approval of recommendation for proposed ordinance change to the Village Board of Trustees. And I guess if anybody on the line did want to make public comment, that the chair would still honor that. So
absolutely.
Does anybody on the line want to make public comment? Okay, no problem.
I have a quick question, and just want to make sure I'm clear on it. Does the proposed ordinance uses the term demolition? Is that understood to be a complete demolition, or is partial demolition enough to trigger the review process?
Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull it up in the code. It is defined there, and I'll share that in just a second.
Percentage, if I remember.
Okay.
Yeah. The raising or destruction, whether entirely or in significant part of a building, structure, site, or object. Demolition includes the removal of a building, structure, or object from its site, or the removal or destruction of its facade or surface. That's the first definition. And then give me 1 second. More section I want to find. I apologize. Give me 1 moment.
No, thanks, John.
There's a section in here that refers to concept that somebody couldn't do it. One slice at a time, you know, to stay under that, and I can't mm-hmm. find it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the okay. Here we go. Just found it. This is referring to the 20% demolition that could happen, mm-hmm. but. So that is reviewed under a slightly different chapter, but said 20% shall be based upon the total footprint. Work under this subsection shall not be structured through the execution of multiple projects designed with the apparent intention to avoid the percent.
Okay. Thank you.
Other would still apply to this change.
Any other comments or questions?
No.
No.
Commission wished the it could make a motion to approve the recommendation that the Village Board of Trustees approve the proposed ordinance change to extend the maximum length of demolition delay from 6 months to 12 months only for significant properties that are zoned in the PRI public recreational and institutional. I wanted to make that motion. I would take a so moved.
So moved.
I'll second.
Commissioner Sager.
Second. Aye.
Commissioner Randall Ogden.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Aye.
Commissioner Krasinski.
Aye.
Commissioner Schwartz.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Chair Franek.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
So next steps on this, like I said, Chairman Franek and I will work together on getting this prepped for the next Village Board meeting. I will likely do some fashion of supplementing the memo that was in tonight's packet to get it ready for the Board of Trustees to provide just a little bit more context on the process in tonight's meeting to that memo. And something very similar will go to the floor to the Board of Trustees for them to consider this ordinance change. Like I said, join me at that, and we'll be in touch with others if they'd like to join you to make sure everybody knows when.
Once we have a date, John, we'll send an email out to everyone alerting them of the date and asking for sign-ups. Yes. An update regarding the certificate of appropriateness application for 7620 Merrill Madison, demolition of the former Lutheran Child and Family Services structure. John, do you want to give us some background on that?
Yeah, and it's, my update here is going to really follow my memo, which is in your packet if you want to reference that too. But back in July 2020, the village, I brought on behalf of the village forward an application for the COA to demo 7620 Madison, which was formerly known as Lutheran Child and Family Services. So at that time, the Historic Preservation Commission had a conversation about that. To give a little bit of context on how this process works, when we do certificate of appropriateness for demolition, the commission considers an application for that certificate of appropriateness because it needs to be determined complete. One of the stipulations in the COA application process is any other information that the commission desires. And so we have a conversation to determine what that looks like, and the commission can, within reason, request more information. And so at the result of that meeting on July 23rd, 2020, the commission added that it would accept the application as complete. That's the application in the packet, pending the addition of any findings of research completed on the stained glass and windscreen features. Those are two things that are on the front of that building. Pending any research completed on those two features, including contacting Lutheran Child and Family Services, who is the previous owner, Halliburton Root, who is the architect, as well as reviewing permit applications and other building documents that are available, essentially to see if anything else could be known about that. You guys might recall that conversation was basically about, we don't want to find out later that this was done by a notable architect or something to that nature, so we were going to try to do some research to find out those things. At a future meeting, the commission actually didn't meet again until December of 2020, wild times, only a year ago. But when we met then, I brought the update back that that application was essentially withdrawn on pause because the demolition was really tied into the village getting money from the state, and those funds weren't being released. That wasn't really imminent at the time, and they are now. So we're kind of restarting that application, and this is just an update that I'm going to kind of pick up that again. I'm going to do some of that research. I've already started some of it to make that application complete. And once that application is complete, will work on scheduling a public hearing to hear that. And what that'll look like is that's a formal 15-day notice to residents within 500 feet of that property, again, in the paper and some of the village communications, things like that, to invite any comment at that meeting. A public hearing. It's a little more formal than our normal public meetings because it's noticed, and so we have to kind of abide by what we said we would do and hold the meeting at that time, at that location, things like that. But we'll hold it. We'll open up for public comment. Anybody can offer public comment if they like within closed public comments that the commission deliberates on that application, and then can ask questions of the village or any of the public if they so choose. After deliberation is done, the commission then is left with the decision to either vote to approve the certificate of appropriateness for demolition or withhold the certificate of appropriateness for demolition. In the event that the commission withholds the certificate of appropriateness for demolition, they then also are charged to decide how long the demolition delay should be. That's up to 6 months from the date that the application was complete. And, you know, any range with those things. And so that's kind of the COA process for some of our commissioners that might not have been through one. That's also on that training page. You could review a previous one if you like. And so really, this is just an update to kind of give you guys a heads up, because we haven't talked about it in a long time, that I'm going to be picking up some of that research again to start to understand if we can do one of those things. I have already contacted LCFS and Hollerbird and Root. I did hear back from LCFS that they would be looking into it at least, so we'll see if we hear back. I have not yet heard back from Hollerbird and Root. I also can tell you that I've reviewed all of the village documents we have for that. Did not find anything relevant to the windscreen or the stained glass back from when it was built in 19. And I think that's my update at this time, so happy to answer any.
This doesn't need to be a long answer, but as someone who wasn't connected to the process at all, is there a short summary of how the village came to own the property?
Yeah, good question. So I don't remember the exact year that it was up for sale, but I guess, I have it in my previous memo, December of 2017, LCFS decided that they were going to be in the process of moving out of that property and moving to a new building. So the building was in the process of becoming vacant, and they listed it for sale. Since it's a property that's in a commercial district that the village has interest, a TIF district down there and other interest in revitalizing, the village decided to purchase it to try to help control some of the property around there in terms of redevelopment to get something that's economically beneficial for, the residents. And so, since then, two other properties, 10 Lathrop and 11 Ashland, that are behind it, also came for sale, and the village purchased them. So, got a short background. I'm happy to answer any other questions you have, though.
I know, John, in the past, one of the questions that the commission has had is the opportunity to take a look at the structure on the interior to determine what the condition is. I know we've got some photographs. Those are probably from the prior application, I would say. So they're, a year and a half old.
Yep, I think that's right.
Is it possible that, we could schedule a time or times when members of could, along with the representative of the village, take a look at the exterior?
We could. I tell you in general, the windscreen and the stained glass are visible right there from the sidewalk at the front
okay.
door. But certainly I'm happy to do that. The structure integrity is not, just making it this time either.
Oh, okay.
So I don't
okay.
I don't know if that's that's something that we're necessarily gonna get into considering.
Okay.
But if anybody decides they need a closer look, I'm certainly happy to do that. It might also be convenient for them to do that on their own from the sidewalk
okay.
on Madison.
And I think, during, I guess it was July, John, when we discussed this last, you know, we talked about those two elements being the main important elements. Sort of the mid-century modern architecture does seem to be making a comeback in popularity. So, you know, I appreciate you doing the little research that you can and to complete the application. And I think you did a nice summary of what we talked about last. So I think if we end up not getting any information, you know, we should be fine.
Yeah, I agree that it makes sense to try. So that's kind of what I'm doing is, and I, like I said, I did at least hear back from LCFS, which is a great first step. So somebody's kind of committed to trying to see what they can find on that side.
Are they no longer in the village?
They're no longer located in the village.
Okay.
Yeah.
Move to a different commercial space.
And is
anything
the
further?
My only other question was about the properties right behind that the village also owns. Are those to be demolished or no? Or is there a plan for them?
Yep, that's right. The state funds would be to demolish those whole sites. Those two properties aren't significant properties.
Right.
That's why they're not before you.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Do we have the blueprints on file, John?
You know, I don't. I basically found it's a plat of survey that kind of has like an overlay of where the mm-hmm. building's going to be. Mm-hmm. That's where it still is, you know, but that's really all that I have.
I'd be happy to pursue Halliburton Root. You want to send me the contact you've got? I'm,
okay.
As an architect, be able to get further along and give it a shot.
That'd be great. Yeah, we'll chat.
And so tonight is not... There's not a motion.
Just an update. I just, you know, we hadn't talked about it in a year and a half. I didn't want you guys to be blindsided by it. I started working on it again. So just an update.
Okay, thank you.
This is sort of a sidebar that I, as an architect, I would almost think that it might be a viable building that could be added onto. It's interesting that the village just wants to demolish it before proposals, but you know that's not obviously not our discussion. But anyway, that's my two cents.
I mean, in general, I would say that the village is trying to, you know, meet market demands on you know having this be you know a kind of a contender for places to relocate and
sure.
Property and assembled property is one way to help do that. And that's what we're trying to do.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
Any other kind of whatever you can find out.
Yeah, I will. I'll certainly let you guys know.
On that property. If not, additional ways to protect significant properties. Any general thoughts in connection with that or the other business aspect?
I did have one teeny little anal or proposed ordinance change. Want to hear?
Throw it out, please. What's it hurt?
So, in the one go with 13.1-8,
mm-hmm.
You've got numbers along with the number spelled out and then the number as a digit.
Uh-huh. I see that.
But then went on 13.1.7, have the number spelled out and you don't have the digit.
Yeah, I will I'll change that for consistency. Maybe one of the attorneys in the room can tell me why parentheses numbers are important for attorneys, but for whatever reason they are. So we will we'll change that for consistency. Thanks, Jan.
Well done. Any other thoughts or with respect to any additional business that anyone would like to bring before the commission? When would you like to schedule?
So I'm going to ask actually for a little flexibility on this because I'd like to try to get this application finished for the next meeting, but I'm just not quite sure since that's a little bit out of our hands waiting on a couple of our partners here. And so if you would indulge me, I'll be in touch about that. It okay. certainly will not be either of our next regular dates because November 20th and December 23rd is just a couple days before Christmas. So we won't meet on either of those nights, but I'll be in touch. And perhaps earlier in December, we can kind of sandwich one in that might fit for the purpose of hearing the application too.
Okay. Works. Hearing no other businesses, there are motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Just call the roll real quick for the purpose of the public meeting. Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Randall Ogden?
Yep.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yeah.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Yes.
Commissioner Schwartz?
Yes.
Commissioner Forehand?
Yep.
Chair Franek?
Yes.
Thank you all. We are adjourned.
Thank you all.